Okay, today's daf is Trumas daf Chaf Hey, the last daf here in the second parak. In parak Ein Tormin, right? We had Chamisha Lo Yitromu, and now we're parak Ein Tormin. All rules about what you can be mafrish for what. You can be mafrish oil for olives, and olives for oil, and good for bad, and this type on that type. And then we just had a discussion of what about good stuff for bad stuff, and bad stuff for good stuff. We said there's a special din, min hayafa al hara'ah, and if you didn't do that, we'll see that it is shubas or truma, and then we spoke about a couple of different types. The Mishnah interspersed type versus better type, worse type for the opposite, along with different minim. So, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Start with Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan tells us on the bottom of Chaf Dalet Amar Beis, right, the Mishnah said, well, the line of the Mishnah said that one is not allowed to separate eino mevushal wine for mevushal. Right? We spoke about it in the last year, the halachas of yain mevushal regarding stam yenam and touching the Gemara of Avodazara daf lamid, that there's no stam yenam, there's no problem of a guy touching cooked wine, and we spoke about what is cooked there mean. Does it mean just boil? Does it mean less, a smaller volume, that there's some evaporation, the machlokas Shulchan Aruch and the shach based on the Rishonim, and we spoke about pasteurization a little bit by the poskim. But it's clear from the Mishnah that mevushal is worse wine. That's what it seems. It says v'yayin she'ena mevushal al mevushal. You're allowed to be mafresh non-cooked wine for cooked wine. V'lo al mevushal she'ena mevushal, but not mevushal for she'ena mevushal. Right? That's what that seems to be an example of what the Mishnah had said. Min atov al yafa. And a yafa on the ra. Min atov al ra. That's an example of it. What the Mishnah says later on. So the Gemara says based on that. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda he. It must be this shita that says that you should take non-mavusha wine, pure wine, and you could use it for mavushal, but not the opposite. It must be like Rabbi Yehuda, right? Rabbi Yehuda, who said in the previous Mishnah that if you do not have a kohen, what do? You still take from the best. Still take from the best. You don't take from what is miskaye most. You just take from the best. Why? How do you know that this is Rabbi Yehuda? Why? From the following. That Rabbi Yochanan says that this Mishnah must be Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Dear Rabbi Yehuda, matir mebnei shu mashbicho. What is this quoting? This is quoting of Mishnah. This is the end of a Mishnah later on, all the way later on. If you look in the beginning of the 11th parak of Maseches Trumas. Maseches Trumas has 11 prakim. So if you look in the first Mishnah in the 11th parak, Tzadi Ches Amid Aleph. The Mishnah says, "Ein mevashlin yayin shel truma b'mnei shehu mamito." The girsa that we have is the Tanakhama says, "Am I allowed to cook truma wine? Kohen has truma wine. He wants to make a dip with truma on his chicken. Can he cook the truma wine? So, or let's say he likes yayin mevushal. He wants to make sure that there's no issues of bishul akum in the house. He's going to take his wine and cook it. So, is he allowed to cook the truma wine?" The Tanakhama says, "Yes." The Tanakhama says, no, you can't cook the truma wine, mipnei shehu mam ito, because something is made smaller. We'll see in the Gemara what that means, what's made smaller. And Rabbi Yehuda matir, Rabbi Yehuda says, it's okay. You're allowed to cook truma wine, mipnei shehu mashbicho, because you're being mashbiachit. It's a good thing. That's our girsa. The Tanakhama says it's usur to cook truma wine, and the Rabbi Yehuda says, no, mipnei shehu mashbicho. So, now look, our Mishnah says, quoting the Rabbi Yehuda line, Rabbi Yehuda matir mipnei shehu mashbicho, which pashas means, Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to cook wine. Why? Because you're making it better. And when you cook the wine, it's even better wine. And look what Rabbi Yochanan said about that Mishnah. Va'am Rabbi Yochanan, michlo vashit esayid Rabbi Yehuda. You have to switch that Mishnah. Because why? Because of our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah said that according, you always have to take the best stuff. Right, being mafresh the best stuff, and an example of being mafresh the best stuff is Misha Eino Mavushal Al Mavushal, non-Mavushal wine is better. So Rabbi Yochanan says that must be Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yochanan flips the Shitos in that Mishnah on Daf Tzadiches. And if he flips the Shitos, Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says that you are not allowed to cook Truma wine, because mamito, you're making it less, we'll see, less drinkers, because of the inferiority. So the fact that Rabbi Yochanan feels the need to switch over there, because he holds, according to Rabbi Yehuda, non-mavusha wine is better. And that's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says non-Mavusha wine is better. That's why you do hafresha from the non-Mavusha wine for the Mavusha wine, even though Mavusha wine might last longer, but this is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you do what's good now, what's better now, even if it might not last as long. That is the Shita, how Rabbi Yochanan understands, how the Gemara understands, but understands Rabbi Yochanan, in these Mishnais. If you look in the Rashba, Dafsadi Zion, in Baba Basra, the Rashba also discusses what I referred to at the end of the shiur yesterday, about Kiddush a little bit. About Kiddush a little bit. The Rashba says, on this line, Mabneshu Mashbicho, that Mishnah, our Mishnah is quoted there in Baba Basra, Yain Mavushal, Yesh Mishomer Shupasal Kiddush. There are those that say you can't use Yain Mavushal for Kiddush, the Rashba says. Right, that's the Rambam. Why? Because make a comparison, the Rambam's Lashon is you're only allowed to use Yain that's Roy Lanasech Agabe Mizbeach for Kiddush. Whatever wine you could use that they use for Mizbeach, rather they pour every day of the Beis HaMikdash, wine libations took place. Water libations took place for only for a week on Sukkos. But wine libations, Yayin L'Nesachim, that took place every day. So can you use cooked wine? The Rashba says, some say that you can't use Yayin Mavushal for Kiddush at home because you can't use that on the Mizbeach. Ukid Itznan B'Meseches Menachos, Ein Mevian Yayin Mavushal V'lo Ma'ushan B'mhevi Pasol. The Rashba says, V'lesa. The Rashba says, I don't agree. The Mavushal Nami Iluye Ilin L'Robede Adam. Because Mavushal, for most people, is better. Iluye Ili. V'yafal P'yishesh B'ksasam She'enem Shosam Oso. And even though some people don't drink cooked wine for various reasons, Ein Holchim Bolin Yezeh El Achar Ilui Haro. But most people do. Most people do. So you're right. For the Mizbeach, it's Pasul. For whatever reason, it's not pure. But for Kiddush, it's fine. And he quotes from Yerushalmi in Pesachim, Yotzin b'yayin mevushal. You can be Yotze, your four cups with yayin mevushal. And the first cup there is Kiddush. You can't say the four cups of Pesach are different and have no relevance for Kiddush. No, the first cup is Kiddush. And even though I've learned Talmud Yerushalmi dafyomi also, and the Rashba says that if you look at the second parak of Trumas, the Mishnah says, Torn Misha'ena Mavushal al Mavushal, Veloman Mavushal, She'ena Mavushal, right? You have to take off Truma from Ena Mavushal, because that's called Min HaYafeh, right? Like we just learned. Lav Mishum de Mavushal Garua. It's not because Mavushal is so worse, so much inferior and worse. Ela Mishum Mipnei She'yesh Miksas B'nei Adam She'en Shosan Oso. It's not because it's worse, but it's because less people will drink it. O Mishum Chazko, it seemed like once you cooked it, it became very strong. O Mipnei Mitikuso, or because it's too sweet for people. People don't like the wine so sweet. I guess their last name isn't Rosner. But they don't like it so sweet. Vaha Mavushal Shosav Mu'atin Min She'ena Mavushal. And cooked wine has less drinkers than non-cooked wine. Vizeo Shashanino Shambavarak Basra. And that's the Lashon of Ein Mavashlan Yayin Shal Shuma B'mnei Shem Mam Ito. But says the Rashba, cooked wine is even better. It might have less drinkers, but it's even better. Right? So that's why you're not allowed, according to the Mishnah about being mafreshit. So there is an element that's less in terms of people drinking it, but don't tell me it's bad wine that you can't use for Kiddush. Rabbi Yehuda Matir, Avishma Mito Mashbicho. Binami Eish Lafari, she continues with another pshat. But that's the Rashba, and that's Rov Rishonim, as we said. To use cooked wine is fine for Kiddush, the Rambam does not allow it. You know, if you want to cover every Shita, the Ramban says you can't use white wine for Kiddush. The Ramban says you have to use red wine. And the Shulchan Aruch says, Lachadchila. But again, if somebody likes white wine better, so then it's better. The Taz, if you remember that Taz in Hilchas Pesach, the Shulchan Aruch says it's better to use red wine for Pesach as a zecher to the dam. But the Taz says that nowadays, during Tachvatat, we don't use red wine because of the blood libels. And it's Sakanas Nefashas to use red wine, and therefore we don't do that. Okay, so that's the, in terms of the Maisa, some of the laws of Kiddush. So again, Rabbi Yochanan said, our Mishnah is following Rabbi Yehuda. How do we know that Rabbi Yochanan said that? Because Rabbi Yochanan flipped the opinions in the last Mishnah. The Mishnah at the beginning of the last parak. He says, well, the Mishnah, our Gersa is that the Tanakhama says it's Asur to cook Truma, for a Kohen to cook Truma. And the Rabbi Yehuda says it's Mutter, but Rabbi Yochanan flips those shitos because of our Mishnah. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda is the one there that says you're not allowed to cook it, and that's l'shitaso because our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, and the reason that you can't cook it from mevushal to mevushal is that you're making it worse. So that's Rabbi Yochanan l'shitaso. Rabbi Elazar says a different shot. You don't have to flip the Mishnah, and you have a different answer to the question. Einam achlefes. Taman, meaning keep the Mishnah as it is, that the Tanakama holds its asur because of Mamito, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's okay because of Mashbicho. How does that work? Taman b'kohen v'kan b'bailim. Over there, you know why a kohen is allowed to cook his truma wine? It's his, and he likes it better cooked. And it's Mishubach lo. Mibdeshu Mashbicho means he's doing what he wants with his wine. It's the kohen's. Right, so that's why over there it's talking about that. Vikan b'vaylim. Here we're talking about b'vaylim. Here we're talking about the Yisrael. The Yisrael, what are you, mafrish? So objectively, the Einam Avushal might be better. And therefore, that's what he has to give to the Kohen. Right, the Marafulta. Taman b'Kohen. Klomar, l'Kohen matiro l'Rabbi Yehuda l'Vasha, l'Fisha mashbicho. Ratza lo marsha miskaima de bishul yosar b'shedim avushal. Maybe he's taking it on a trip. Right, that's why it's mashbicho. It's mushuba for him. He wants it to last longer. When the Kohen cooks his wine, he's obviously doing it for a good reason. Whatever he wants. He likes it better. He wants to take it with him. So that's why it's mutter over there. Rabbi Huda says it's mutter over there. In our case, avokan habayalim tarmin v'nosos ala Kohen. But here, the Yisraelim are giving it to the Kohen. Tzarach litro mena mashubach. That's mena mashubach. That's the difference. There's no need to switch. No need to switch the shitas over there. Amr Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yochanan. So now let's talk about the Tanakama Shita. The Tanakama Shita over there says it's usher to cook truma wine because you're being mamit it. What are you being mamit? So Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yochanan. Chad Amr Mebnesha Mimaato Mishosav. You are making less drinkers, as we just alluded in that Rashba. Less people. Less people are going to drink this once it's cooked. Right? The Marafolda says, Ein kal adam shosa yayin mevushal shu chazak ma'od. It's very strong. Well, cook, right? Therefore, there are less drinkers. That's mamito. And you don't want to have less drinkers. Right? It kind of reminds us there's a principle of Eimi v'im kachon l'beis apsul. You can't bring a carbon in a situation where you know there's going to be less time to eat it and, right, the Erev Pesach, bringing a carbon toda, or Erev Yom Kippur. So, Mamito Mishosav. V'chad Amar Mebreishim Mema'ato Mimidaso. And some say, no, that you're causing it to get smaller. Right? Through the Bishol, some of it is going to evaporate. Barafolda, Shayadea Bishol, Nisma'it Hayayin Mimidaso. Right? You're going to be Mismait the wine. V'lo Yadin, it says the Gemara, I'm not sure, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan both gave the Pshatim about what's the reason for the Tanakama. You can't be cooking because it's making it small. Either it has less drinkers because it's not going to be as a popular a drink, or you're making the actual truma smaller. Truma smaller. About the chefser is about the gavra, so to speak. Below yadin, man amar do. And we didn't know who says what. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan, min ma, but then we figured it out. Min ma, da Rabbi Yochanan, michlav hashivat, zed Rabbi Yehuda. From the fact that Rabbi Yochanan saw that there was a stira between our Mishnah and that Mishnah later on Daf Sadiches, the beginning of the last parak. From the fact that he thought there was a stira, meaning he interpreted Rabbi Yehuda as the opinion of our Mishnah, and Rabbi Yehuda over there, and Rabbi Yehuda here says that you're not allowed to make Einam Mevushal to Mevushal because it's worse, and therefore he has to switch over there. Rabbi Yehuda is not the one that says Mevnei Shu Mashbicho, right? He has to switch it and say Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says you can't do it. All of that, right? So, Rabbi Yehuda did not say you have to switch it. Taman v'kohen v'kan b'bayla. He just said you have to keep that answer. Havi Rabbi Yochanan. It must be Rabbi Yochanan holds of which one? To whom ibnei shehu mima'ato mishosav. You're making it less drinkable. Less drinkable for less people. According to Rabbi Yochanan, there's a stira. He thinks there's a stira in the Mishnah. So there must be the same, the problem must be in both Mishnayos. Right? Are you worsening the wine or are you bettering the wine? Right? So that's why, he has to switch and say, in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, you're not allowed to worsen the wine. You have to give Einam Mevushal Azaf Rasha. And over there, you can't cook the wine. That's why he switches it. It must be that his reason is you're making the wine less delectable and open for, people. And therefore, he holds Mamat Mishosaf. Right? If he held the reason is Miut Midaso, then our Mishnah shouldn't be a problem. right? If his reason of he's not allowed to give mavusha wine because it's less, but the cooking of the wine is before you do the hafrasha, so you're not going to give any less wine. So the fact that you're going from ena mavushal to mavushal in our Mishnah, if the reason would be that mimaet the volume, so then that wouldn't be a stira to that Mishnah later on, because here it wouldn't be a problem. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda must be the one that holds the other reason. The reason is because you're making it worse, because you're making it inferior, you could have less drinkers, and that's why he has to switch, that Rabbi Yehuda holds over here, it is not allowed, because it's worse, you can't be mafir something worse, and over there, you're not allowed to cook it in the truma. And Rabbi Elazar, obviously then, hold the other sheet up, that it is about mimait, mimidasa. Good. What's the issue of making it smaller, being mimai midaso, but you're cooking it, but you're having less truma. So that's probably a problem of destroying truma, right? If you could use truma and then in a normal way, and then the whole quantity, and then all of a sudden you can't crush it, you can't be mezalzel in truma, and that's that pasuk that we mentioned a number of times, mishmeres trumosai, right? The pasuk in Bamidbar and Perek Yudches, and the Rambam has a whole perek or two about how to treat truma. We'll have to get to that, but Perek Yud Aleph, Perek Yud Beis, and Hilchos Trumos talks all about how what we're supposed to do with truma. Hatruma nitenes la'achila v'lishasiyah v'lisicha. Right, the truma is given. Right, we had a whole paragraph in Shemitah about how to treat Ketusha Shviyas. But this is truma. Is you could eat it, you could drink it, you could smear it. Shasicha kishtia pshnemer kamayim bekirba v'chashem v'batz mosav. Lecho dover shadarko lecho v'lishos dover shadarko lishtos. V'losok dover shadarko losok. Whatever you want, normal usage. V'lo yasach shemen v'chom eetz v'asach v'lashemen. It goes through this whole parak. The Rambam says in Halacha Dalid, Ein mevashlin yayin shel truma. He passes like the Tanakama over there of that Mishnah, Bebnei Shehu mam ito, because you're being mamit it. The Rambam paskins that way, that a Kohen shouldn't cook truma wine, right? Because he is lessening it. Again, does that mean lessening the amount of drinkers, or does he paskin like doesn't say? If you look in the Radvaz, umistav pasak katanakama de mistaver taime shemam ito mishiuro umam ito mishosav. Says both. Even though it's going to last longer, less lan bakiva shemamito. Okay, so the Rambam paskins that in terms of the Tanakhama there. But there's a whole parak about what you're allowed to do. So making it smaller is the problem. Mamito mi shosa. But we continue. Rabbi Huda ben Rabbi Imi b'shem Rabbi Makish, they also hold mebnei shemamito mi shosa. Right, you're making it worse. Fine. So now the Gemara says masnisa pliga Rabbi Yochanan. But it seems that the following brisa goes against Rabbi Yochanan. What did Rabbi Yochanan just say? Rabbi Yochanan is the one that we try to defend and say, mavusha wine is worse. And because mavusha wine is worse, that's why you can't give mavusha wine to a Kohen to cover non-mavusha wine. You should give non-mavusha wine, that's better. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda in the last perek says that a Kohen can't cook his truma wine, because that's making it worse. You gotta have it fresh and non-diluted. So that whole idea seems to argue on this brisa, because the following brisa seems to say that mavusha wine is just as good. Why? But he's a pliga Rabbi Yochanan, and there's a mess with these girsos here. So we're going to go with the Ras Tzilio's girsa. His reading. So Rabbi Yochanan says, what does this brisa say? Va'af mavushal al she'ena mavushal. You're even allowed to be mafrish mavushal for ena mavushal. V'kol shekein Eina mavushal al mavushal, right? You're allowed to be mafresh mavushal al eina mavushal, and kol shekein mavushal al sheina mavushal, right? So what's the af? You're even allowed to take mavushal al sheina mavushal, right? So that includes that one is allowed to be mafresh, right? According to the Rabbanan, and this must be, you're doing one on the other, so it must be like according to the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda says you can't. But according to the Rabbanan, the Ayin Mavushal is better, right? According to the Rabbanan in that Mishnah later on, remember Rabbi Yochanan flipped the Shitas in that Mishnah. So the Rabbanan say, you're allowed to cook it, but Bnei Shu Mashbichal. Malabi Mashbiachit. That is better according to the Rabbanan Tam Mevushal. But this lashon of af sounds like it's worse. It's like expanding the heter. Yeah, you could even be mafrish mevushal aleinu mevushal, which sounds like even according to them, the mevushal is not as good, but we'll allow you to be mafrish. Af mevushal al she'ena mevushal, v'kol shegem she'ena mevushal mevushal. So again, even according to the Rabbanan, it seems like it is goes in that direction. Amar Rabbi Imi says, easy answer. Lo tani Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan did not learn that brisa. He didn't think it was authoritative. Rabbi Yochanan could do that. He's an early Amora. Right? The Gemara sometimes says Rav Tana Upalik. So the Gemara discusses, the Rishonim discuss, what about Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan was also very early. Could you have Rav Yochanan Tana Upalik? So sometimes not, but sometimes the early Amoram could say, Eina Mishnah. It's not authoritative. So don't bring me any kashas from that. Eina Mishnah. The Gra adds in one word here. The Gra adds in one word here and says, you can't make any diukim. Don't change, don't fit the whole girsa. The Gra says, Lo tani Rabbi Yochanan, af. He takes out the word af, which means, that was the whole diuk of the question. The question was, the Braisa said, you could even take Mevushal she'ena Mevushal, which proved that really you shouldn't do that, but you're allowed to do that, but Mevushal is worse. So the Gra says, take out the word af. So if you take out the word af, this is the Rabbanan Shita that just says, you're allowed to take one on the other and one on the other, which means does not saying one is worse than the other. That's the shita of the Rabbana. Period. Okay, so now we get into what's the whole source for not being mafrish min hara al hayafe? Right, that's the Mishnah. You can't take worse things for the kohen. How do you define worse things? That was a machlokas. So Yehuda says you take the best right now, even if it's not going to be miskayim. And the Rabbana would say no. If there are no kohanim, you know, do the dry figs, not the whole figs. So Amar Bun Barkana b'shem Rebbe appears in the Bavli too. Velo tisu alav chet. You shall not bear sin. You shall not bear sin. The pasuk continues. Baharimchem es chelbo mimenu. When you take the best, you will not sin. Chelav, remember we said is the best. When you take the best, you won't have any sin. Mashma that if you don't take the best to give to the Afrasha, there will be sin. So, mimashu b'nesias avon, right, from the fact that there is nesias avon, that you will bear sin, you will carry sin. If you don't take the best, atiyodea masha asa asui. That proves that it's good b'dieved. Because if what you did is meaningless, then just do it again. You didn't do anything wrong, right? If you say masha asa lo asui. So, it must be, this drush is teaching us that, A, you shouldn't take off bad from good, bad for good, and if you did, though, it works, because you did something wrong. The Torah calls it, velotisu olav chet. If, again, the most assume, Rashi, and most Rishonim, where this comes up in the Bible, it means, if you wouldn't have done anything wrong, if it didn't work, bidieved, and you'd have to do it again, the Torah wouldn't call that doing a sin, because, lamaisa, you didn't do anything. So therefore, that's how you learn from this pasuk, that bidieved, masha asa, asui. If you look in other Rishonim, they don't think it's so simple. Because Tosfos in Kiddushin on Daf Mem Vav Mabez. Tosfos quotes this drasha and says, I don't fully understand that. Because we know there's a machlokas between Abai and Rav at the beginning of Maseches Temura. So he said, Tosfos says, according to the opinion that says, Kol Milsa Damar Rachman Lo Sevedi Avin Mahani, according to the opinion that says, if the Torah tells you not to do something and you do it, is it effective or not? A major machlokas, very few nafkaminas, because almost every case is agreed upon. If a kohen tries to marry a grusha, everybody agrees that that works, that he's living in sin. If a kohen tries to marry his mother, everybody agrees it doesn't work. Right? If I try to do various averis, right? Does it work? Does it not work? Almost every case is agreed upon, but there is a machlokas about some cases. But the rules are Abaya and Rava. One says, if you try to do something that the Torah says not to do, lo mahani. It doesn't work, or mahani. So he says, according to the Bandharma that says, e oven mahani, that if you do it, it works, the lo mahani, because if it didn't work, why would you ever get malchus? If what you tried to do didn't work, why would you get malchus? Then you understand this line. Because the line says, oh, what kind of sin would it be if you didn't do anything? So it must be that you did the sin, and it works by the Eved. But as Tosfos, according to the Mandamar that says, E Ovid lo mahani, even if you tried, you didn't do anything, and you still get Malkus for trying to do the wrong thing. So according to that Shita, so why can't you have a Nesias Chet, even if you weren't successful? Right, according to the Mandamar of E. Ovid, Lo Mahani, and you still get Malkus for violating what the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Dilma Lo Olam, Eima Lo Chadeinu Kadosh. Really, Min Hara Lo Yafet does not work with the Eved, V'yafilu Achi, you couldn't see his chait. Dover HaMil Sadam Rachmana. So that Tosas is Kasha, strong Kasha. All the Rishonim there, Kedushin, ask this question. V'yesh Lo Mar Tosas says, in general, you're right. Devade Ba'alma Lo Mahani. Generally, things won't be effective. But V'hacha Mahani, here it works. Why? Because the Gemara says, "Im eino kadosh nesias chayd lama kasuv klomar im yishum de avra amil sedam rachmana kivan de bekruxiv barim chemischal b'mimenu kol chelev de mashma sheish lo adam l'chomer nayafev im lo hevi michelbo pshita de avar." The Gemara, the psukim here seem to have an extra phrase. The rule is I avid lo mahani, but here it has extra phrases mentioning the chelev and what you did. The general rule is, if you try to do an Avera, then you're going to get a chait for trying. And here the Torah goes out of its way to say that you did an Avera. Why is the Torah emphasizing that? It must be, you did two things wrong. The general chait she'avra al matukama rachmana, diyitru min hayafe, the chait al truma sodavi truma min hara. Fine. So, what is Tosas driving at? If you look at the Tosas Arash, for example, the Tosas Arash says, this is different. This case is different. You can't say, according to the Manda Amar, Iyavah lo mahani, you still did something wrong. No, this case is different. Said the Tosas Arash, Im eino kadosh, ein kan sham truma klal, ka'adam ha'metaltel tfuaso, mimakam lamakam, velo karina be beharimchem, velo shayach be nesiyas chet. Most of the time, you can look at what you did, and even if you just did the physical action, it's wrong. But here, if you just did the physical act, you're like throwing around your dough. So that can't be called a chait unless the Torah says it's called a chait, meaning you've been successful. But if you look one more at Reb Chaim explains that Tosfos ala grach, it's a short grach ala shas, just three lines. He says, is the problem of minarala yafe that you're taking the ra'ah, or that you're not taking the yafe? What's the problem with hafrasha min hara al hayafa? So Tosfos the Reb Chaim explains, Vomer b'zeh Reb Chaim, determine hara al hayafa eina iser ma'isa hafrasha al ra. The iser isn't that you took the ra, but the iser is that you didn't take the yafa. And the Gemara is basically asking, how could there be a chait if you could just then go and take the good after you took the bad? V'lo yitzuyer sha'achar afrasha min hara, yeh yachol litchum odapa min hayafe. Lo haya bazeh eser klal. If it would be possible to then go just take the good, because what's the real problem? You're not taking the good. Right? That's the real problem. You took the bad, but not taking the good. So if you took the bad, so then just go fix it. Go take the good. That's the diuk of the Gemara. That it must be, no, it must be that it's good, effective. And therefore, tough luck. After you take one truma, you can't take another truma. Lo zuhi kushis atosvas, kivan delo mahani, veino kadosh, ar yachol od l'truma nayafe, v'lo avar klav emir d'rachmana. If it didn't work, because the whole point is you have to take the good. You didn't take the good. Okay, so go take the good, and you can't? So that's the diuk of the question of the tosvas, and the uniqueness of this drasha. Okay, there is, let's just continue a little more, and then maybe we'll talk about the Rambam Ramban. Let's continue. Chutz min hazunim. Zunin, we said in the Mishnah, cannot be used. Zunin is corrupted wheat that's not edible. So you can't do zunin for chitim. Ha davar shehu ochel, but it's mashma, anything that is edible, where our girsa is mutter, other girsa has havi truma, which is probably true, because it's true, it's not lechachila. But if you have anything else that's edible types of wheat, then it would be allowed. Masisa de Rishon Rabbi Yossi, and this reflects Rishon Rabbi Yossi's opinion, as long as something is edible and it's within the category, so then that's okay. Dom Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi b'shem Aviv, he said in the name of his father, Tarmim min al yayin ala chometz, avolom min al chometz ala yayin. Vinegar is wine that turns. So it's edible, it's potable, so therefore you could be mafresh on it. Tarmim min al yayin ala chometz, avolom min al chometz ala yayin. Avar v'tarm chuvaso truman. If you did take chometz for wine, it works. Right, so that, the Gemara says, is a reflection of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, only if something is not edible at all, like zunin, that can't be used. But if something is edible, even if it's inferior, like chometz, it can be used. That's the shita of Rabbi Yossi, this first shita here. Rebbe Omer, yayin v'chometz shnei minim. No, wine and vinegar are two types. Ein tarmin v'lo ma'asru mizel zeh. They cannot be used for each other. So, it must be that Rebbe is against our Mishnah. Answers the Gemara, no. On Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Mistaver, Yoda Rabbi Ledvar Torah. Rabbi's not saying on a Darabata level. On a Daraisa level. On a Daraisa level, Rabbi agrees. On the Reiser level, Rebbe agrees that Chobes and Yayin can be hufresh one for the other. He's just saying on a Durabanan level, it shouldn't be done. My time at the Rebbe, why does Rebbe say that it's Asur Durabanan? Shem Omer at Kain, Shem Mutter Litra Min HaYayin Ala Chometz, if you are mafresh wine for Chometz, you know what people are going to come do? Oh, it's the same type? Afu Savar, Meimer Shem Mutter Litra Chometz Ala Yayin. They'll think you can give vinegar instead of wine, which is not appropriate lechachila, because that is inferior for sure. But there's still one type, but that's why Rebbe makes that gzera. There's no need to say that our Mishnah is only Rebbe Yossi. Our Mishnah can be according to everyone on a daraisa level, as long as there's something is edible, so that it's considered minachas, and it can be mafish from one on the other. Period. Hakishas famalafafon min echad, Rebbe Yudomer shnei minim. So the Gemara says, Rebbe Yehuda Kedaita, Rabbanan Kedaita, each of them follow their opinion in Hilchas Kilayim. The Tarin and Taman, we learned back in Kilayim in the first parak. Hakishas Famalafafon, Einam Kilayim Zebazeh. These two types of melons are not Kilayim with each other, and that is why the Tanakhama says they're Min Echad for Hafrashas Truma. Rebbe Yehuda Omer Kilayim, and that's why he says here that they are two Minim. Oh, just one other point, and that is the Ramban. The Ramban counts it as a separate mitzvah asei d'oraisa to be mafrish min hayafe al hara. He says this is one of the mitzvahs that the Rambam forgot. Mitzvah number nine in his mitzvah sheshachach harav. Mitzvah chiyas shenitz tavinu b'hafrishenu truma shenafrish osa min hayafe o min hashave lo min hara al hayafe. There's a mitzvah d'araisa to be mafrish from the better or at least from the same type. Not min hara. V'hu shenemar, mikol matrosechem tarim was trumas Hashem, mikol chelbo es mikdasho mimenu. The pasuk we quoted on yesterday's daf, and we continue today, it's a mitzvah d'araisa. Separate mitzvah d'araisa. Right? The Rambam doesn't count this separately. The Bigel says, and Farshim say, this is a detail of a farsha truma. You don't have to count a separate detail as a mitzvah. You don't count every detail of binyan and mikdash as a separate one. But the Ramban feels that this is separate. There's a mitzvah of hafrasha, and there's a mitzvah of hafrasha the good stuff. Hafrasha the good stuff, and at least not the bad stuff. V'chein behifrish halevi, trumas meiser, lo yafrish min hara. Shenemra v'emartalem harim eschabim imen v'dachshav alavim. V'loshen sifri, mikol ados echam terimu shumas Hashem, truma gedol hakazim medaber. Then he continues, and the Ramban notes, and says, and don't think, V'al tomar shehi nimneis achas in mitzvahs hafrashas hatruma asher hi reishes degan chati roshka v'yisrecha titein lo. Don't think that this is just a detail. And that's why the Rambam left it out. L'fisha torim min hara al hayafa, because if you violate, kivan shat trumaso truma kfar kiyem reishes degan chati roshka v'yisrecha titein lo. Fascinating. The fact that he took off the bad from the good and it works shows that that's hafrasha. You did hafrasha. But there's a separate pasuk of minatov alayafe, meaning aval aver al zeh haasei acher shenitztav laharim chelbo mimenu v'zeh davar barer lo yela mikolam izbonein. Nobody thinking about this with a right mind would think anything else, says the Ramban. The fact that bad from the good works b'di'eved shows that there's a different mitzvah of hafrasha. When you're supposed to take good from the bad, and there's a din d'araisa. So taking bad from good, if that didn't work, so then you'd think there's just one mitzvah, a first shumah, which is good from the bad. But if it works, says the Ramban, from bad from the good, so that shows that that's a different type of hafrasha in his view, and therefore it should be a separate mitzvah asay d'oraisa. The Rambam obviously feels not, that it's just a prat b'minyan a mitzvah, and that's that. Hadron alach, ein tarmin. Hashem, next time we get into other issues of tarmin and psakishus, Hashem, next time.